the album was Endless Flight with Magdalena. Now, before Leo Sayer, R.L. Burnside. R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine gave us their version of The Ghetto from Bad Luck City. Came out back in 1991. Played some Sergio Mendes, or as I get corrected, Sergio Mendes. And Brazil 77 doing Where Is the Love. George Benson, I had to play that one. That instrumental in there, that very jazzy 70s soft jazz song. George Benson, Pittsburgh's own George Benson, from his 1973 album Body Talk with When Love Has Grown, and start off the entire set, Keb Moe doing his version of Someday We'll All Be Free. Was my Donny Hathaway mock. That's how it works. Hey, did you know that Parkinson's disease affects 1 million people in the United States and Canada? But people who have the disease can actually have meaningful and productive lives. Now, guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early and accurate diagnosis and optimize proven effective therapies, track how quickly the disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain good quality of life. For more information, visit AAN.com. You know, I was playing that R.L. Burnside, and I was thinking, you know what? I got to tell you about our own blues show that we have. It's called The Blues Hour, and it's where Steve comes in and he plays new and classical blues music, mostly classical, just old school blues. But what's great, it's called The Blues Hour, but it's 2 hours long. So it's twice as nice for the exact same price. It's each and every Monday evening here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. Hey, speaking of price, yeah, there is no money-back guarantee on the mock or the mockster's music. So, yeah, you cannot get that 20 minutes back of your life of that mock if you were not happy with the songs I played or the artist. The songs were great. But I figured, you know, mix it up. Play some Leo Sayer. When's the last time Leo Sayer got airplay? In Pittsburgh. Yeah, answer that. If you got a suggestion for a song, you are more than welcome to send me an email. Mock the DJ. Oh no, that's my old email. How about my new email? WRCT request. That's the email. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. Got some requests coming up. Actually, someone called in and said, hey, Mockster, can you play a song? So they used the phone lines. Now, again, if we're into the weekend of January 13th and all that good stuff, this is live. And if you're listening to me and it's not that weekend, this is an encore show. I always have to preface that for people just to make sure, because if you're calling, you're like, dude, he doesn't answer. He's a jerk. Well, you know what? I am a jerk, but I'm not answering because I'm not here. Not here at the station, but I am right now. So if you want to call me, 412-268-WRCT. This show's going to be held over a little bit. Why not? It's a fun show going on, and I've got some Buffalo Tom to play for you. Speaking of jerk, so did jerk.
Just the same. Could my eyes
band Big Wheel hailed from Louisville, Kentucky. Peter Searcy, lead singer Big Wheel, back in the 80s. Well, Big Wheel's late 80s, early 90s band, but in the 80s, he was the lead singer of a band called Squirrel Bait. For you punk rock enthusiasts. That was from their Slowtown album from 1993 with Andrew Shine. Before that, the Yardbirds. Yeah, we lost Jeff Beck. So I wanted to play some Yardbirds, so I had that planned. Over, under, sideways, down. Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips was celebrating a birthday today, so I decided to celebrate his birthday by playing an awesome Flaming Lips song. Killer on the radio. Hey, speaking of Jeff Beck, Jay and his brother. Well, Jay called in. His brother was just yelling gibberish in the background. Wanted to hear actually something from the Jeff Beck group, collectively known as the Orange Album. And Highways was the song. Start the entire set with Buffalo Tom and Soda Jerk. Soda Jerk. Are there any good Soda Jerks out there anymore? Do kids even know what a Soda Jerk is anymore? You know, Animal Friends knows that older pets are not disposable. You know, pets offer us joy throughout our lives and theirs. And so Animal Friends created an adoption program specifically designed to highlight and celebrate the homeless adult pets. It's called the Red Collar Society. Red Collar adopters earn special perks and privileges. Enrich your life with a Red Collar pet today. Visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org for more information. Got an electronic request. Yeah, if you've got one of those, you've got to email me. I'm not on the social medias, so you got to email me. Go old school. Not really old school. The people who call me are really old school. And the ones who are even older than that send me letters in the mail. And I never get those, so please don't do that. But got an email request at wrctrequest@gmail.com. For some specials. I know I played the Terry Hall a little earlier, but they're like, no, I want some specials. Doing their version of the song Pressure Drop here on Viva La Mac.
it when he drops. Yes, you gotta feel it. All that you're doing is wrong.
mother's ash in the pages. Now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that brings your goodbye. Oh, now she's gone and I'm back on the beat. A stain on my notebook says
Hey, you want to hear something pretty exciting? First and foremost, for my Friday night listeners, the program normally ends at this time. For my encore people, guess what? Everybody gets bonus time. It's a half hour more of Viva La Mach here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It ends wrapping up that set of music with 6 months in a leaky boat. Before that, Sweets from a Stranger is the album that brought you some Black Coffee in Bed from Squeeze. Playing keyboards on that song and with Squeeze on that album was Don Snow celebrating a birthday today. So I wanted to play some Don Snow with his keyboard prowess before the for the Squeeze. How about some XTC? Went back to Mummer for Great Fire. Madness played Shut Up. I played that because did you know that today Well, okay, let me back it up. The first Friday the 13th of every year, so it falls in different months. This year it fell in January, is National Blame Someone Else Day. So I played the Madness Shut Up for that reason. Some requested specials and Pressure Drop. Start off the entire set. We got about a little less than 20 minutes left of what we are calling the Viva Lamont radio program. We call it that. Each and every Friday night, we do it live from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Then there's various times throughout the week that you hear encore presentations. So if it is not Friday night, you might be listening to an encore presentation. You can always email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Even during the week, just say, hey, maybe this Friday, could you play such and such a song? You can give me advance requests. You can do that. It's allowed. Found out just a day or so ago, we lost Robbie Bachman. He and his brother Randy had this band called Bachman Turner Overdrive. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe. I'm going to play a band from Detroit called Figures on the Beach. But they're doing their version of You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. It's Viva Lamont.
dog. There's a man and there's a frog. How do you tell which is which? Well, don't ask me, you son of a bitch. There's a horse, there's a dog, there's a man, and there's a frog. How do you tell which is which? Well, don't ask me, son of a bitch.
Weakness here.
Dave Clark 5 wrapping up that set of music, also wrapping up this thing called the Viva La Mock radio program. For you Encore listeners, thank you for listening. For you regular Friday night listeners, thank you as well for listening. A couple things I want to tell you before the complete wrap-up happens. I want to remind you that SPAC Brothers Pizza does join you in supporting WRCT. SPAC Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce. They used unbleached flour in the dough. And they're committed to safety. During the ongoing endemic, find out more. Visit them at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. Call them, 412-362-SPAC, 412-362-SPAK. Their website, spakbrothers.com. That's spakbrothers.com. Now I'm hungry. Now I am hungry. Hey, don't forget, you can have breakfast. Speaking of being hungry, you can have breakfast for dinner every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodic harmonies and harmonic melodies on the menu. Power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that really feeds the mind. Again, it's called Breakfast for Dinner. It's each and every Saturday. Sunday at 6. I'm just giving you different days. Sunday at 6. And you can listen online also at WRCT.org. The Surefire Soul Ensemble is my background music. Thank you again to you and you and you, all of you. Thank you for listening to the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
NMSDC was created in 1972 as a direct result of President Nixon's executive order to address racial equity. It came from the Black Civil Rights Movement. And it was a federal charter initially. So you had executive order created a minority business development agency under U.S. Department of Commerce to work with federal government on procurement, inclusion of minority-owned businesses. And so we were created in Chicago 51 years ago to facilitate the procurement opportunities for MBEs and Corporate America. So we became a partner with the Corporate America to build diverse, resilient supply chain. And so today we're kind of membership organizations. We supported about 780 national corporate members and hundreds of local corporate members, altogether about 1,700 corporate members. And so they provide funding, they provide opportunities, they provide mentoring.
Yang McGuire, President and CEO of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Incorporated. In 2021, McGuire was named to a president position with the council, the Austin-based entrepreneur's the first non-African-American and first Asian CEO. Founded in 1972, the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Incorporated is the longest operating business growth engine for the broadest group of systematically excluded communities of color, and the impact goes far beyond supply chain. The D.C.-based council is the most influential and successful minority business development organization in the country, and they are the gold standard in certification for minority-owned businesses who seek to do business with government or mainstream Fortune corporation who are members. I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Incorporated, with President and CEO Yang McGuire, In Black America.
My platform was, hey, let's go global. to mirror your corporate customers' global sourcing strategy. Interesting thing is that is so important. I actually took a very active role in NMSDC's Global Link initiative as a volunteer. And I helped NMSDC to incubate a supplier diversity organization in China. Now we have NMSDC Global Link had five affiliates. You know, we helped create those organizations in foreign countries that wish to emulate our practice to lift underprivileged communities through entrepreneurship, through supply diversity.
The mission of the National Minority Supplier Development Council is to serve as a growth engine for the NMSDC certified minority businesses, enable their members to advance economic equity. They create connections between minority business enterprises, MBEs, and corporations, MBEs in the public sector, and MBEs and other MBEs to help them benefit from each other, stroking entrepreneurship, and growing wealth from these systematically excluded communities. As president and CEO of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, Yang McGuire brings over two decades of leadership experience across both profit and nonprofit sectors. She held a leadership position with Dell Technology. There, she drove the strategy and execution of nearly quintupled Dell's diversity spending from $640 million to $3 billion within 3 years. In 2016, the United States Secretary of Commerce appointed her to the United States Investment Advisory Council. Recently, In Black America spoke with McGuire in studio.
How much time do we have?
I have
a long story. So I was born and raised in China during the Cultural Revolution. Mm. And many people said it's one of the darkest periods in China. We had very modest living.